Well, the way we used to kill them, we just went out there and take a gun, shot him between the eyes, throw him down, stuck him, let him bleed good. Then we had a place that we scalded him, a bath. We scalded him, scraped him, hung him up, and dressed him, see? And then we, if we wanted to sugar cure it, we got sugar cure and put on it. But if it was a long time ago, we never did sugar cure any of them. We salted it. We dry salted them, see? We salted them down and let them stand there for, I forgot how long, 3 weeks, I believe, or maybe 2 weeks. First laid it out and cooled it, see? Let it cool out and rubbed it in salt. Let it cool out one night and then rub it in salt the next day. I mean, rub it good and let it lay out another day or two. And it would be water rise. I mean, you know, it'd be water all over it. Dump that all off, clean it off good, stack it in a box, and then lay a layer of salt on every one of them. And then it was cured. And he'd keep anywhere then, see. If you had to kill him at the right time and when it was a dry time, if you killed them when it was raining or something like that, you'd lose it.
About the same thing old cowboys used to use on that jerky, they call it.
Yeah.
He'd carry along with them.
And that's the way you did it. And then they got the sugar cure in them. But I don't like that sugar cure much. It's all right for a mess too, but you get tired of it pretty fast. I mean, there's something about it. It just gets to where it leaves some kind of a taste in your mouth that you don't like, or does me. And so we always dry salted ours.
When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that
segment? The middling.
Would you call it a side of bacon or middling of bacon?
Well, yeah, they whenever you cured it out or did be a side of bacon or middling of bacon or it'd be a middling anyway, whatever you want to call it, a salt or bacon or sugar cured bacon or whatever might be, or smoked bacon, it'd be a middling, see.
What about the outside of the bacon, the edge that you cut off before you slice it?
You mean the skin? Well, yeah, a lot of people did that, but we never did. We never did cut ours off. See, we always dressed them things scraped them real good, and we left that skin on there. And some of them cut it off and made cracklings out of it, see. Cooked that, but we didn't on ours. We didn't do that, but some of them did, make cracklings out of it.
You got your lard on
it. When you cooked your lard, you see, you put it in with your lard, and it'd be in the cracklings when you made that. And
what about the kind of meat that you buy now that's already sliced? You call that?
Sliced bacon, yeah.
And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you'd say that it's...
I always say, well, that meat's ruined or tainted or spoiled, or it's too old, or something like that. See, now it can get in a stage where it won't be ruined. I mean, it just have an old taste, and it's not good. You see, and I won't even eat it when it gets like that. But a lot of people, what does, go ahead and eat it. But when it gets old like that, it gets rank, and it don't even taste good. And I won't eat it when it gets that like that.
What would you call someone who kills and sells meat?
A butcher.
And say you could take the trimmings and of the meat and slice them up and grind them and season them, and what would you be making out of that? Stuff them in something? Out of pork?